Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast and in general are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. You are the solution to your money challenges, not your healing. On today's Cosmic Valkyrie podcast, we're going to dive into the stories and perception around healing from our past in order to achieve that in which we want now. Because the key to creating more cash in your life is going to require you a paradigm shift in your perspective around healing. I'm Lynn Louise, the Cosmic Valkyrie and your business coach. I've been helping women all over the world for decades let go of their lack and scarcity around cold, hard cash so that they can step into their higher purpose and live the life of abundance that they desire. And if you've been following me for a while, you understand that I'm no cheerleader. I cut straight to the chase and get things rolling because I know what it's like to live in extreme money fears. Where you wake up every morning checking your bank account, and it continues throughout the day. I used to look at my bank account several times a day to see if any money magically appeared, only to be disappointed when it didn't. All over social media, I was seeing manifestation coaches talking about money just coming into their account unexpectedly, and I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. And I was jumping from one healing modality to another, searching for the magic piece, the magic elixir to change my external circumstances. And no matter how much money I had in my account, y'all, I was always fearful of it not being there the next day or something terrible happening that would wipe out my savings. And the truth is, the stories that I was telling myself on a core level would lead me in and out of debt consistently over my life until I finally figured out what it was going to take. So today I really want to dive into chasing healing over transforming ourselves from the inside out, because there is a huge difference. While healing is incredibly important for us to be able to reclaim our personal power, it's a perspective that is misunderstood by many women. And because most of our journeys in entrepreneurism start with our own personal journey through healing, we often get tied up in trying to heal ourselves through money stories in order to create the success that we want in our coaching business. I can say from experience, money fears are more complex than any other healing that I have had to do over my life. I mean, honestly, y'all, it took me a long time to figure this out. Manifestation coaches online were making it look so easy, and I could not figure out why it was so hard for me. The first thing I want you to know is we all have very different stories that we are operating from on a core level. And it's not about following a recipe. It's about developing a recipe. What works for one person is not going to work for you. We each have come into this life for different experiences and different lessons. And all of this starts with you. And so there is no cookie cutter approach. There are ingredients that we need to have in order to blend the dish together. But it's going to take your ingenuity and creativity to find what fits for you. And this concept around healing is amazing. We have to heal from our past. But there is a time in which you need to stop focusing on healing and start focusing on you, who you are on the inside, and how you're showing up in this life. I get it. We are bombarded every day about the importance of healing, and it is important. But when our subconscious is viewing healing as the solution, we lose track that the solution is really you. You on a core level, who you are, what you believe your capabilities are, what you believe your self-worth is. You see, money is directly associated to our self-worth and who we believe we are and what we believe we are capable of. And I know the direction that your brain's taking right now because mine would have done the same thing. Lynn, you told me that healing isn't the solution. So why are you telling me now that this is wrapped around self-worth? Because the more I heal, the more self-worth I gain. I get it. I totally get it. I would be saying the same thing if I didn't know better. So here's the reality. What our logical brain tells us and what our subconscious believes to be true are two different things. So I really want to create a paradigm shift inside of you that makes you realize the difference between looking to healing and looking to you within yourself. On a subconscious level, when we are telling ourselves that we must heal in order to grow, we are giving the healing process our power. We are continually chasing and moving healing instead of looking to ourself for where our power lies. You will hear me say things over and over and over because repetition is the mother of all learning. So I'm going to say it again. You do not have a higher self. You are your higher self. You have a body. We can thank George MacDonald for that quote. I live by it and I teach it to my cosmic warriors inside my mastermind. Because understanding it is one thing. Knowing it on a core level means that you can demonstrate it in your external circumstances. Meaning when you know that you are your higher self, you can demonstrate attracting money in your external circumstances, aka into your life. There is a point in which we need to stop focusing on what we need to heal, digging into the past, excavating old stories to try and debunk them. Because I'm going to be straight up honest with you. While the past did happen, it no longer exists. Those stories have no meaning other than the meaning that you attach to them. And there's no reason to continually dig them up. Operating from this perspective is going to keep you searching and searching and searching, reflecting, reflecting, reflecting. You're going to keep yourself in a continual state of fight or flight and distracting behaviors that are searching for what you need to heal. Instead of being the person right now who is going to achieve the goals that you want to achieve. You don't have to dive into those stories. There is no such thing as completely healing from your past. Don't take this as bad news. I want you to take it for what it is. It's telling you that after a certain point in your journey, healing becomes no longer relevant. And now it's time to reclaim your personal power and begin to build that life of your dreams. You'll often hear me say, you have to work from your goals, not to them. This means you need to start being the person that's going to start taking the aligned action to that in which you desire. And the minute that you don't see the success that you want, you need to slow down and review what just happened. Often I see coaches so focused on being really good coaches that they're not taking the time to learn how to be a really good entrepreneur. And then they're unable to scale their business. And when they have a failed launch, all of a sudden, they start looking outside themselves at other programs, other coaches, trying to find the next magic solution, the missing piece, the key to their success, when the key to their success is inside. Now, how does that play out when we're looking at a launch that flopped? If you go through a process and you don't have success on making sales in your launch, the first thing you need to do is take a look at what didn't work. Like, really evaluate it. I do this with my clients inside the mastermind. Every time they have a launch, I get them in there to do a live and evaluate the launch process, what they could have done better, what really worked, what didn't work, how did they pitch, was it in alignment, how often did they talk about their offer throughout the entire process. This is a part of being a successful entrepreneur. You on the inside, if you are operating from being a great entrepreneur, then this is a direct reflection of that. This would be aligned action. But so often I see coaches, air quote, do the things they need to do during a launch. And then when they don't see the success that they want, they look outside of themselves and they start chasing solutions instead of empowering themselves to make decisions to problem solve. Because problem solving is part of developing your own personal recipe. When you find success in your business, you find success in life. And that all starts on the inside with the power of your mind and your ability to reclaim your personal power, knowing that you are your luminous self and that this body that you have, this meat suit that you are walking around this earth with, is a tool to manifesting anything that you desire. And manifestation does not take time. Manifesting is collapsing timelines to bring you that in which you desire immediately. Time is a social construct, meaning it is a perception and it is what you have been taught since birth. And many of us perceive that to bring more money into our life means that in order to have more, it's going to be harder. It's going to take longer. It doesn't have to take longer. It does have to take doing the work on who you are being. Not focused on the past that doesn't exist, the past that has reshaped you into where you are right now, living in your circumstances. Stop focusing on what you need to heal from the past and start focusing on who you need to be right now and what you need to do to create the outcomes that you desire. There is no amount of strategy that is going to get you what you want in this life until you dive into that beautiful, deep pool of who you are on a luminous level. Really knowing on a core level, not just understanding it. Because remember what I said at the beginning of this podcast, there is a big difference between understanding and knowing. You can understand that you are your higher self and that you have the ability to create anything that you desire in this life. But until you know it, on a core level, you cannot demonstrate it in your life. You cannot manifest everything that you desire. And what you have in your life right now or don't have in your life is a direct reflection of who you are on a core level, what you believe to be true about yourself. Those are the stories that need to go. And yes, they were created from your past, but it doesn't require years and years of healing in order to move into your personal power and let go of those stories within an instant, collapsing those timelines and allowing you to manifest that in which you desire more rapidly. The more we perceive our transformation in this life from the necessity to heal, the more we are creating struggle instead of total transformation. Total transformation is not a little more, a little different, a little better. Total transformation is changing on a core level who you are. And that is why you listen to this podcast, because you want the evolution and ascension that comes along with reclaiming that personal power. You understand that it's not just about the money, but you also know that the fear of money or the fear of losing money is going to affect you and your business from here on out, unless you resolve it. So I just want to clear this up because I know this can be really difficult to grasp. When your subconscious is operating from the necessity to continue your healing journey long after it is necessary, you are staying in a process where it's going to keep you in lack and scarcity, trying to find solutions, trying to find a loop, a missing piece. You're telling yourself that you still are not complete, that you are not a complete individual, and you are not able to manifest that in which you desire until you are complete. It's wrong. You are a complete human being, and there's no reason to chase healing anymore. You can rapidly ascend to the next level without struggle, stress, and anxiety. Total transformation and evolution can happen in flow and ease. Every revolution starts with an internal evolution, and this evolution doesn't have to be a struggle. Continual resistance. Most of the women that come into the Evolution 10X Mastermind know that they've done a lot of work on themselves. They have a great mindset. Things are going well for them, but for some reason, they're still stuck. They've plateaued. They can't seem to get to the next level. But when they arrive into the mastermind, it becomes clear to them that while they understood their healing process, they didn't know on a core level their power on this earth and how easy it can be to stand in that and manifest the things that you desire. You are the key to your ascension and your success, not your healing. Dive into this. Look at the stories that you have around healing. Those internal default stories. And then it's time to reprogram them. Stop living from them so that you can step into your luminous self, collapsing timelines, jumping dimensions, and creating that in which you desire now, not later. And if you're the type of woman that is willing to do what others are not, and desire a transformation in your life that most will never achieve, then the mastermind is your next logical step, and I want to have a conversation with you about it. Check the show notes, book a call. Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms. And I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.